to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Thanks again for supporting Health Masters. I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. You guys are enjoying your Monday. We're definitely busy down here after Thanksgiving, and of course, we weren't sure what we were doing with today with sales. We had a couple little glitches last night on the coupon code. Got that all worked out. Made sure everybody had their correct discounts on that. So we decided to go ahead and do a Cyber Monday special for everybody. And what we went ahead and did was, to change it up a little bit, we went ahead and did 10% off all regular price products. So you guys know last week we had the full-blown Black Friday sale, which was coupon on everything. Well, the three packs and specials were a huge hit, obviously, but today you make sure we can maintain inventory but still give you guys an awesome Cyber Monday sale. We're doing 10% off all regular price products. So that would exclude the three-pack specials or kits. They will not be included in that discount. But Cyber 10, that'll be C-Y-B-E-R, the number 10, 10, C-Y-B-E-R, 10, coupon code for today only. That will be ending tonight at midnight for 10% off all regular price products to make sure everybody has a chance to grab something on sale this Thanksgiving weekend, Dad. And other than that, how are you doing today?
Oh, absolutely blessed. It's real windy down here today, and it's so funny. It's like the Ted Brower weather update for Central Florida. I'm always telling you guys because I'm so focused on these silly chemtrails all the time. But no, I hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. It's been wonderful to be able to be here, and the weather's been perfect now for about 30 days down here. I mean, literally perfect. And so it's fun to be down here this time of the year. And guys, I want to thank you again for your support during the Thanksgiving sale, Black Friday sale. You guys are absolutely awesome. I say, if you weren't here doing this for us, we wouldn't be here. And so it means so much to know that we're all part of the same team. And I had the privilege, I want to say that again very clearly, of praying for you guys again this morning. I mean, it means so much to me just to be part of your lives, and the fact that you guys trust us with so much. I mean, it really, really does. Now, also, I want to share something with you. This is really going to be strange, but let me share this with you. Yesterday I was in church, and the former pastor of the church who retired from the pulpit about 10 years ago was there. And he's been attending the church regularly, the church where he used to preach at for 20 years. He's been attending now as a layman. And he was sitting in front of us, and he's a nice guy. I mean, he's a good guy. He's in his mid-60s. And he sat there in front of us, and I watched him collapse in his seat. It was right during the altar call. They were singing "Have Your Way, Jesus, Have Your Own Way," and they were doing an altar call, and the pastor just collapses into his wife, and basically head drops down. He basically has a spasm. I see a spasm go through his right behind his heart, and he pretty much dropped dead, it looked like, right during the altar call. And you guys are thinking, what the heck? Yeah, right in church. And you know, and I started thinking about it. I told Sharon, I didn't know who it was. I didn't recognize her from the back. And we had left right about the time that happened because we had some other things we had to do yesterday. We were scheduled. And I thought, you know, this is interesting. You know, this guy basically dropped dead in church during the altar call. And they had the paramedics and the ambulances coming, the whole bit coming to the church. And so finally we got out to the parking lot, and Sharon says, "That was Pastor." And I'm like, "What?" And so we immediately stopped and prayed. And it just, I mean, right there we stopped and prayed, got in the car. We were in the car, we prayed, stopped the car, prayed. As soon as she told me that, and they were able to resuscitate him. The ambulance got there, they had to do CPR on him, and apparently he's okay. And, you know, here's the thing about this. Let's talk for just a minute. This is really important to guys, especially here over the holidays. You don't know when your ticket's going to get punched. I mean that very sincerely and not with any disrespect. You don't know when you're going to check off the planet. It's one of these days you're just going to be gone. One of these days, Ted Brower is going to be gone. I'm not going to live forever unless Christ comes back. I'll live forever in the spirit, but not in this body. So we've got to take care of ourselves and take care of our bodies, and we've got to be prepared to leave whenever he calls us. That's number one. And number two, we've got to also understand that you can't ignore stuff like this. When you see stuff like this happen in front of you, or you know somebody who's died around you, use that as a precipitating incident to change your diet, to eat cleaner, to lose some weight, to take some supplements, to thin your blood. I mean, you got all these different things you need to do. And just remember, guys, we're all going to have our time clock stamped. Steve Jobs, he was definitely a heathen. I don't like quoting him. There was an article that was attributed to him. Now, whether it's from him or not, I have absolutely no idea. But, he died. He was in his 50s when he died. And here's something that he supposedly wrote. Now, I'm reading this to you not because Steve Jobs wrote it, but because it's really a good little summary. It says, "I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In some others' eyes, my life is the epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, my wealth is only the fact of life that I am accustomed to. At this moment, lying on my bed and dying and recalling my life, I realize that all of the recognition and wealth that took so much pride in having paled and become meaningless in the face of death. You can employ somebody to drive a car for you. You can make money for you, who can make money for you. But you cannot have someone bear your sickness for you. Material things lost can be found and replaced. But there is one thing that can never be found when it's lost, and that's life. Whichever stage in life you are right now, with time, you will face the day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, love for your friends. Treat yourself well and cherish others. As we grow older and hopefully wiser, we realize that a $30,000 watch or a $30 watch both tell the same time." And yes, by the way, guys, there are $30,000 watches. "You will realize that your true inner happiness does not come from the material things of this world. Whether you fly first class or economy, if the plane goes down, you're going down with it. Therefore, I hope you realize when you have mates, old friends, brothers and sisters who you chat with, laugh with, talk with, have sung songs with, that's true happiness. Don't educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they'll know the value of things and not the price. Eat your food as your medicine, otherwise you'll have to eat medicine as your food. The one who loves you will never leave you. Even if there are 100 reasons to give up, he or she will find a reason to hold on to your friendship. There's a huge difference between the human being and being human. Only a few really understand it. You are loved when you are born, you will be loved when you die, in between you have to manage. The 6 best doctors in the world are sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, self-confidence, and your friends. Maintain them in all stages and enjoy a healthy life." Guys, I want to read that to you today because, guys, the thing about it is this. Whether Steve Jobs wrote this or not, it was very well written. But there's one more thing that you have to add to this. You have to maintain a relationship with the Almighty. I can't make that any more direct than that. You have to have a friendship, a personal relationship with God Almighty. The Kabbalah teaches that you can't have a relationship with God. You've got to go through a sub-God to get to God. That's simply not true. Through Christ. Through Christ, we can boldly come into the throne of the Almighty and speak with Him. Because God and Jesus are the same entity. We have the ability now to walk directly into the throne room of God and say, "Hey, God, I've got a petition for you. I've got a request for you." Kind of like when I prayed for that pastor yesterday to keep him alive. Got that request. Guys, it's so important that when you call God on your hotline, on your prayer hotline, when you create a scalar way by you praying to God, that He doesn't give you a busy signal, that He hears you, that He knows that it's you, and you've got a relationship with Him. It's kind of like these people who call you up, and you don't know who they are, and they want to talk to you, and you go, these phone solicitors, you go, "I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. How'd you get my number? Go away. Leave me alone." And you basically find their telephone number and you do a caller ID block on them. You're like, "What the heck?" That's not what you want with God. You want to have that relationship that He knows you and He loves you, and He calls you. When you call, He goes, "Hey, that's Ted. Hey, that's Austin. Got to take this call. Excuse me for a second. Got to have to back off the whole universe here for a second and take that call." That's what you want, and that's what prayer does. Prayer changes everything, because it builds a relationship with God Almighty. And when you have that relationship, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It's so important to remember that Jesus Christ came here and He died for you. And He'll do anything you ask Him to do. But you got to have that relationship with Him. And it's like I've told you guys so many times. Two fundamental principles of life that can never be broken. Prayer and work. You've got to pray like it's all up to God, and you've got to work like it's all up to you. In other words, you've got to believe God that you're going to walk in divine health. You've got to believe God that you're going to basically, by His stripes we were healed, like it says in Isaiah. You've got to believe all of the words of the scripture, and you've got to do everything you can to eat clean. You know, Tex Mars, may he rest in peace. Fine man. I heard him the other day, but you know, on a show that he had done several years ago. He died a few weeks ago, and he said he was talking about eating pork and how pork was okay and all this other kind of stuff. Well, he died. You know, pork's not okay. God told you not to eat pork. God tells you in the Old Testament what you should and you shouldn't do as far as dietary guidelines. It's not to make you be tempted by pork. It's not to torture you by not letting you eat a pig. It's basically to allow you to stay healthy. If you know that pork increases the risk of cancer, according to the World Health Organization, if you know that pork increases the risk of heart disease, if you know that cured meats with nitrites increase the risks of cancer, what the heck? Why do you want to eat that stuff? And that's the importance that we do on this show that really few other shows do. We actually cover the health aspects of life, the spiritual aspects of life, and the world news. And quite frankly, I don't know of any other shows that really do that on a regular basis, except for us. And I'm not bragging on us, but you see, this is a different kind of show for me. Listen to me for a second, please. Can you hear me okay? Everybody listen. I'm not doing this because I want recognition. I already had all that recognition. I've already been on thousands of TV and radio, TV talk shows all over the world. I've already spoken to a million people at live seminars. I'm doing this because I really believe with all of my heart when he spoke to me so many years ago in that dream that I'm doing his perfect will for my life right now. That's where I need to be right now for you guys. That I can show you the relationship that I have with him and pray that you could have that same relationship, that I could teach you about Jesus Christ. You think, well, the show's getting all preachy. That's okay. It's going to stay preachy, too. I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to compromise that. Well, you can have a bigger show if you stop talking about Jesus. Okay, I don't want a bigger show then. I'm good with this show. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I want you guys to know that you can be a real man. I mean, a real alpha male, a real macho guy who likes to carry guns and will protect their family and still be a Christian. That's the truth, guys. I'm being very honest with you there. You don't have to be some limp-wristed weirdo talking with a lisp. You don't have to be that to be a Christian. You can be a real alpha male. Jesus Christ was a real guy. I mean, he scared those money changers half to death when he started flipping those tables over in that temple and started putting a whip to them. That was our God who did that. He had enough of it because they were, of course, the international bankers of that day. And we need to understand how much he dislikes those people. He even called them the synagogue of Satan in the book of Revelation. Guys, it's so important to understand who our enemy is and why we have faith in Christ Jesus. And that's my opening statement, Austin, for the day, a few days after Thanksgiving and this wonderful Christmas season. I love you guys. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, that was really well said. I mean, it's definitely some positive start off on this show today. Also, too, in other news we have going on, as far as aspect of the censorship that's never-ending, it seems like, and we have to continue to put this information out there so people realize that a lot of these platforms are going to continue to basically regulate individuals, to censor them significantly, especially as we roll into next year with the election coming out again. And regardless of what's going on with all this stuff right now, I mean, we've told you guys repeatedly, the whole impeachment proceeding is going to be nothing more than smoke and mirrors. We've said that from the very beginning, all the way back from the Russian collusion to, what, almost 3 years ago now. This was going to be nonstop, nonstop, nonstop to keep people constantly obfuscated what's going on. And also, too, to create a very, very significant divide in this country now. We're seeing the likes of, you know, a divide in the United States, almost more than what we've ever seen before since pretty much the Civil War. You have the individuals on the far left that are pretty much so hardcore now because they've been brainwashed so far, they're willing to do anything, including to overthrow a sitting president in a constitutional republic simply because they don't agree with what he says. And then we have the right side that's completely to the point now where we're so sick of being bullied and censored and told to shut up and basically completely having our voice just erased from media in general now that we've all had enough on it. And just to bring this up even crazier, in the latest attack on free speech, Facebook now has started deleting photos of Melania Trump calling them hate speech. This was interesting. They one individual, basically the girl that posted this up on here, Amy DC, said Facebook just removed this from a page I'm co-editing on. She says it's hard to see the meme another author shared, but it's a picture of the first lady, and it says, "You can keep your Lady Gaga. We've got Lady MAGA," and it's a photo of Melania Trump, and it blatantly has multiple posts right here where the says the content was removed for violating our standards on hate speech. And this is what Facebook has been doing repeatedly. They've done this on vaccine awareness now. They've done this as far as on GMOs. They've done this on simply people stating their opinion on everything that's going on right now. Hate speech, hate speech, hate speech. And this is what, in my opinion, was one of the main goals of the whole Russian hoax. I talked about this 2 years ago. Is that the whole Russian hoax aspect wasn't just to obfuscate what's going on. It wasn't just to create more confusion. That was part of it. But it was to bring to light the context of the need, essentially, to censor the American population. Because remember, that's what it really, the whole thing rolled into at the end. We have to start coming out and we have to start blocking fake speech and fake news and hate speech and all this stuff. And it was, oh, well, yeah, we need to do this. We can't allow this fake news to go unchecked. And that's what this rolled into now. And it's becoming more and more prevalent to even to the point now that companies like GoFundMe will now allow thousands of individuals on there to start up GoFundMe accounts as transgenders so they can beg their friends and family for money so they can get top surgeries to be in transition. The biggest one now is the basically breast removal surgery by girls that want to be guys. I kid you not. They're trying to get money donated to them on GoFundMe so they can have their breasts removed so they can pretend that they're a man. That's how sick it's gotten now. In fact, actually now, if you do a quick search on GoFundMe, you will find that there's over 26,000 transgender accounts on GoFundMe that are essentially begging for money now. 26,000. This is how demented this whole ideology has got. And the humor, the dark humor, I guess you could say, on it, the whole aspect is, it doesn't matter how much you mutilate your body, doesn't matter how many hormones you take, you either have a Y chromosome or you don't. Just simply put. And what's ironic now is there was even an article that came up last week I saw where somebody came out, basically a doctor, and he came out and said, listen, this whole transgender thing has gotten way too far. You know, it originally used to be cross-dressing. That's originally what it was. People just cross-dress. You want to be a weirdo, pervert, you want to cross-dress, go do what you got to do. Now to the point now where he goes, people are mutilating their bodies and this social justice warrior aspect to prove that they're essentially a bigger cross-dresser than the next person. This is what the competition is essentially turned into now. And he said, but at the end of the day, if you don't have a Y chromosome, you're not a male. If you do, you're a male. You can do all the cross-dressing, all the mutilation you want. And of course, he got eviscerated for hate speech, like every single time. But here's the irony of this. GoFundMe will not only allow, but promote these individuals to go on here and beg for money so they can essentially just dissect themselves and mutilate themselves. Yet, we have found out now, it's been recently announced that the crowdfunding platform GoFundMe has begun purging all users from its site who attempt to raise money for causes that question the safety and efficacy of vaccines. This is the big one now that's ironic on here. Big League Politics basically pushed this out months ago. And it's become worse and worse and worse now. The GoFundMe has pretty much banned all of it. They started doing it back, I think, in April, and now they've pretty much removed all of it here. And what's ironic is it turns out now that we're going, why in the world would GoFundMe allow people to beg for money so they can mutilate themselves? But when people talk about and want to address this and bring up money and get money for the vaccine damages that's occurred to their children, GoFundMe's banning it. Well, you have to look back at the bankers, and you have to look back at Big Pharma, and you'll find out real quick that GoFundMe was actually acquired at the end of 2015 for $600 million by an investment group known as Accel Partners, which just so happens to be one of the biggest heavily investment funding firms for the pharmaceutical industry. Funding campaigns that draw attention to the dangers and ineffectiveness of vaccines directly impact a major segment of Accel's portfolio. So they pretty much decided these things have to be stopped. And they've gone in now and slowly banned anybody that's raising awareness to vaccines. You know, there was a story that I saw on Facebook the other day that somebody sent me, and I get these all the time. I've got them via emails, I've got them via on the website, I've got them via Facebook links, and they're continuous on parents that have had these side effects and damages and death associated with vaccines. This is one of the most recent ones I saw with a child's name, Brooke Riker State, who was born September 3rd, 2019. His mother, Kristen Harrison, basically posted this up, and she reached out to a bunch of groups online. Brooks was 42 days old and weighed 8 pounds, 4 ounces, when doctors thought it would be a good idea to give him his full set of 2-month shots on October 15th. 4 hours post-shot, Brooks had visible swelling in his face. His mother took a photo of him. You could see his body was already starting to swell up from the inflammation. On October 13th, Brooks tragically and unexpectedly passed away at his home. Autopsy showed obvious swelling of the brain and heart. Doctors, of course, ruled that this is basically a minimal aspect of the vaccines, and he must have gotten infected with something else at the exact same time that he had the vaccines shoved into his body without his consent, I might add. And now the family has retained a lawyer, and they're trying to basically figure out what to do and apply, you know, for the medical vaccine compensation fund now. And the sad thing about it is this kid was 100% healthy from the day he was born, never had anything going on, and of course, the doctors decided at 42 days he needed to be shot up because that's what was best for him, and that's what they said, and that's all that mattered. And of course, 4 days later, he tragically died. This is not an anomaly anymore, folks. These are the stories that are suppressed almost every single day online. Some of them come through, some of them don't come through, some of them get sent to me via email. I see them all the time. This is why I'm so adamant on getting the facts straight on these vaccines and understanding what they do. If you really decide that your child really needs to be injected with aluminum and formaldehyde and aborted fetal cell tissue, that's really what you think your child needs, at least delay it for a couple years, please. I'm not saying that this is something that's still going to be healthy for them, but I'm saying injecting these tiny little newborn babies at 2 months and 6 months and 10 months and 12 months makes zero scientific sense when you understand that a baby's immune system doesn't even begin to develop till about 12 to 18 months, doesn't even exist, doesn't even work, doesn't even start to build. So injecting them at 42 days with a plethora, a cocktail of the vaccines that have no neurotoxins in them is literally the textbook definition of insanity to me, in my opinion, when you see what they're doing. But please, be aware of this stuff. Keep spreading the truth and information of what's going on. There's a reason why they're doing every single thing they can to block out the truth about vaccines. They don't want people knowing what's going on. Everybody has the right to consent to this, and that's the truth. If you want to do this, you have that right. But if you don't want to do it, you also have that right to make an educated decision and not get completely and totally criticized, harassed, unbelievably humiliated in public, as I've seen and personally had the experience as well, with people that will go and start downright laughing at you like a hyena and say you are essentially a derelict, horrible parent and you shouldn't even have your child, you shouldn't even have custody of your child because you chose not to vaccinate them. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. I've witnessed it all. This is not uncommon because the mainstream media is doing everything they can to ridicule the general population that actually wants to use their brain and ask questions like, what is in my vaccine? It's funny. You ask that question now around a lot of people, they will start hysterically laughing and say, oh, what are you? That doesn't matter. You have to get them vaccinated. It's part of your civil duty. You have to do it to be in society. You can't not vaccinate. And you just sit there, look at them and go, wow, can you get any more brainwashed? I don't know if it's possible, but please, please be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on in these vaccines. Do your research, look at the ingredients, and then make an informed consent. Not because I told you to do so, and not because your doctor told you to do it, but because you decide 100% that's what you want to do, and that's what you want to inject in your body or your child's body. And that's my stance on that, Deb.
It's a eugenics protocol is what it is, Austin. I mean, the Gardasil shot, now we have a negative population growth in the United States. So many people can't get pregnant. I mean, we have all of these 20-something-year-old girls who have been Gardasil shot years ago, and these young girls who they get married when they're young, they can't get pregnant. They have basically premature ovarian failure, and their ovaries dry up. They've gone into menopause at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age, and not even the fact that the ovaries are so important as far as production of estrogen and progesterone. It doesn't make a difference. These people don't care. This is all part of the eugenics program that was outlined back in the 50s and the 60s through the Jason scholars. This is what they want. They want a 90% reduction of the population. And they just figured out the easiest way to do it is just get rid of the females who could bear children and just get rid of them and lower the sperm count in men who could bear children. And they can get their massive population reduction. I have so many friends who can't get pregnant. You think, well, you just use that in a plural sense. Yeah, I did. I've got many friends. So to me, when I see a man and a woman and they're a couple, and I say they can't get pregnant, there's a reason. A lot of times it's the guy. A lot of times it's the girl. Now, the girl carries the baby, obviously, contrary to all these weird transgenders and all their weird beliefs as they whack off their breasts. I mean, these people are mentally ill. And because of their confusion of the media, it's allowed this to happen. Even in New York right now, the vaccine police are now saying they're proposing mandatory Gardasil vaccines to target homeschoolers. It's all about population density. So now they're coming after the homeschoolers because almost in every state, except for these really hardcore communist states that are run by these hardcore Democrat communists, they're giving opportunity for homeschoolers not to be vaccinated. But in California now, it looks like in New York, they want these girls to get Gardasil. They want to cause premature ovarian failure. I mean, this is one of the worst vaccines that has ever been promulgated to the population, and only for one reason, and one reason only, population control, eugenics. They really believe, and I'm going to say something, and you said this a second ago, Austin. We're talking about communism and communists and what they believe and the hard left and what they believe. You've got to remember, guys, the hard left and the hard right are controlled by the same group of bankers. It's just the way it works. It's the synagogue of Satan that controls both sides of this. Call them what you want. Call them the guys who took down Building 7. That's the easiest way of looking at it. That way it doesn't offend anybody. The guys who took down Building 7, the deep state, who's that powerful they could do that, and people don't even know about it 20 years later, that group of people are the ones who run the planet, the druids, the high priests in their unbelievably wicked sex cult they're involved in. It's a death sex cult is what it is. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. It's a sex cult, a death sex cult. They're obsessed with death. They're obsessed with sex. And that's all they care about. A bunch of sickos is what they are. And that brings me right to what's going on. I'm gonna do a couple comments here real quick on this impeachment nonsense. You know, Adam Schiff now, dual Israeli citizen communist Adam Schiff.
Gives
Democrats only 24 hours to sign the impeachment report. House Intelligence Committee Representative Adam Schiff is giving members of his committee just 24 hours to read and sign off on the president recommending articles of impeachment against Trump. Okay? Now, step down one notch. White House refuses to participate in dual Israeli communist citizen Jerry Nadler's impeachment inquiry. Yeah, Jerry Nadler, too, another Democrat out of New York. White House counsel Pat Cipollone wrote a 5-page letter to House Judiciary dual Israeli citizen communist Jerry Nadler on Sunday, rejecting participation in what Cipollone called a baseless and highly partisan impeachment inquiry. Now, why is it that only the Austin and Brower, Ted and Austin Brower show, and perhaps Jeff Rentz are the only two shows out there, and I know Jeff does it, I'm going to say perhaps, and Jeff Rentz, that call these guys out for being dual Israeli citizens? Is everybody else too doggone scared to say that? What the heck? And another thing, these guys, when they're testifying, they're supposed to, you know, put their hand on the Bible and say, so help me God. Well, they haven't been doing that. And Jerry Nadler was called out for that. They said they need to re-swear these people in because they didn't say, so help me God. And Jerry Nadler said, we're not going to make them do that because we're not going to put their religious beliefs in the question here. What? This is something that's been going on is when we swear people in under oath for hundreds of years. But we can't do it now because Jerry Nadler says, no, the dual Israeli communist citizen weirdo. All right? And then you get this next guy, this Joe Biden, who's running for president, this pervert. Oh, my gosh, he's an unbelievably pervert. He's basically got a video of him now of nibbling on his wife's fingers during her introduction of him. I mean, this guy is so sick, and everybody can't stand this guy. And now we're asking ourselves a question. Why is he nibbling on his wife's fingers? I mean, you can't make this stuff up during an introduction of him. And then he starts talking about how children like to pet his hairy legs. This guy is such a weirdo, and this is what they bring out for us to vote for? The Democrats? The Democrats have got themselves caught in the catch-22. If a person's not a communist, hardcore leftist, hardcore abortionist, or a hardcore weirdo, they can't even relate to the Democratic Party anymore. And this is, again, being done on purpose. Why is that? Why do they do stuff like this? Because this is the communist way. They want to create, like Otto Kahn said, this chasm between the parties. But on the other side, they're controlling both sides of the parties. I mean, Donald Trump is being basically impeached by a bunch of Democratic Jewish folks. Let's just be real here. Let's just call it out what it is, who are dual Israeli citizens. But yet, he's promoting building in Gaza. He's promoting Israel. So here he's promoting the very country that the dual Israeli citizens are impeaching. Does anybody not see this except for me? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But the majority of the people won't talk about it. We can't bring that up. Shh, quiet. ADL will come after you. Whatever. They come after everybody anyhow. Who cares? I mean, you can't say anything without the ADL coming after you. So who cares? I don't care anymore. What difference does it make? And the reason this happens like this is because it's being controlled on both sides by the international banking community. The guys who took down Building 7, the deep state, they're basically controlling the narrative. They want Donald Trump in the office. Guys, if they wanted to collapse the economy, if they really – the Rothschilds are hardcore communists. They're the ones who caused the Russian Revolution. They're the ones who funded it. They're the hardcore cabalists that are part of the death cult. I mean, these guys are sickos, guys. And if they wanted to collapse the economy, all they have to do is contract the M1 money supply and stop putting $100 billion a day into the markets to hold them up. Once they stop that, the market's going to collapse like a house of cards. And if the Democrats impeach Trump and they stop putting the money into the market, it's going to collapse. And it'll force Donald Trump back into office. It'll crush the Democrats. And it goes back and forth. It's the clown show, circus sideshow of Washington, D.C. that's controlled through the international banking communities. That group of people that no one dares talk about. Shh, quiet. This is who controls the planet. And these guys are hardcore, Druist, communist, weirdo, Satanist, blood-drinking sickos. And the problem is, we can't talk about them. Well, we do talk about them because it doesn't make any difference to me. What difference? If you can't talk about them, what do you do? So now we're going to separate one more time. Most Jews aren't involved in this. Now, I'm not saying Jews are saved because I don't believe that we're going to have an ecumenical movement in which that nobody has to basically call Jesus Christ Lord. I don't believe that and get to heaven. I don't believe that. That's just another lie from Satan. Do whatever you want to do and you get to heaven. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't get to go. You don't get to pass go. You get to go directly to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. You're going to go straight to hell. That's how it's going to work when you die. It's going to be one really negative experience when you check out. You say, well, gosh, Ted, you don't really preach head of hell. I don't know. I don't want to preach that weird stuff because it's horrible to have to – hell's going to be a really weird place. But it's the truth. That's what the Word says. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Period. It doesn't matter what they believe. If they believe wrongly, it's still wrong. I can beat off that. By the way, and Greta Thunberg shall lead. Why do the communists use children as shields and props and pawns? The simple and best answer, because their propaganda and lies are not working. There you go. People are hesitant to speak out against something when children are involved because they fear being attacked and ridiculed. The boat don't float here, Scooter, is what it says in this article. And I'm putting this on my website, healthmasters.com, our website, into the news section. It says, so here's the thing. They always bring these children out, you know. And Hitler did the same thing. Hitler had his Hitler Youth, and when in Hollywood they did the same thing. I mean, but then they try to put the children out as for to be careful with them. But then you got to look at like people like Corey Feldman, who was raped repeatedly as a child from Hollywood. You got to look at Weinstein and all the other perverts. It's always they say one thing, but they do something else. They're a bunch of liars. They say one thing and they do something else. And why do they continually do that? Because it's what they do. It's what Jesus called them out in the book of John. They said they were the children of Abraham. He said, no, you're not. You're the children of the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. He's the father of lies, and he's your daddy. Now, I can paraphrase that if that's what I just did. I paraphrase it, but that's what he said. This same group that eventually 2,000 years later took down Building 7. Right there. He called them out as basically the children of the devil. And this is the same group. They're always inverting. I've talked about this in depth. We did that whole show on inversion a couple of months ago. Probably one of the best shows we've done in a year or so. And I talked about the inversion of what they do and what they believe and how the demons eat and all the other stuff that we talked about on that show. This is what true Christianity should be teaching from the pulpit, by the way. This is what the pansies in the pulpit wearing their doggone prissy little pants, their prissy little coats, and their lace on their underwear should be teaching from the pulpit and talking about it when they talk about Jesus Christ as Lord. And they should be talking about what's going on in the international realm of the Satanists slash communists slash a whole bunch of Democrats at the higher level slash international banking cartel slash weirdos. This is what they should be discussing in church on Sunday morning, which is what I would do. If I was preaching in the pulpit, which I kind of am right now with you guys, and I have my own church, which I kind of do with you guys, but we're not a 501(c). They made that very clear. If I was doing all that, I would say the same message I tell you guys. And I could say one thing. I would pack the church. You think so, Ted? Yeah, I would. I'd pack the church. Now, it may take a while because people want to hear the truth because they know the truth will set them free. Democrats can't do that. They got to put a picture of Biden nibbling on his wife's finger, talking about little children petting his legs. The guy's a sicko, weirdo, pervert. He's a weirdo. Look at his son did with Ukraine. All this stuff, they're all career criminals like Hillary and Bill Clinton with their trail of dead bodies and suicides behind them. Speaking of dead bodies and suicide, one of the top writers, by the way, for USA Today was found dead this weekend. She was basically exposing immunizations. And I'm going to read you right from Jennifer Jane's death obituary, USA Today, author found dead. She was found dead, according to the news here, with two bullet holes to the head. And she committed suicide, according to the coroner. Yeah, okay, yeah. She graduated from Old Dominion University with a Bachelor of Science in Health Sciences and a minor in Management. Jennifer Jane's has made her living as a content manager, website master, news publisher, editor, and copywriter. In 2011, she left the corporate world to care for her twin toddlers and pursue a career as a novelist. Janes is USA's best-selling author. He wrote a book about corruption inside the vaccine industry and another book entitled Malice about Dr. Daniel Winters. And guys, she shot herself twice in the head. Yeah. You know, I don't know how you do that. I would always think that the first bullet that entered your brain pan would cause yourself to basically not be able to do much of anything. But, you know, these people who like to be executed by the deep state, and I'm not saying she was executed. I'm just saying that it's funny to me she has two bullet holes to the head, and my deepest condolences to the family of this lady who was in her 40s, phenomenal author, who heavily exposed the vaccine industry. There have now been over close to 100 people in alternative health care who are authors, speakers, radio, TV show personalities, clinicians who have been found dead, who have committed suicide, who have died from unusual causes, and my condolences to all of their families. Because, guys, this is some weird stuff going on because there's certain things that are forbidden. You can't speak about them. And apparently when you get big enough and tall enough and strong enough and you get a big enough readership from this lady, things happen to you. Unless you're basically Angela Merkel, who denounced last week that freedom of expression and freedom of speech needs to be curtailed and stopped in Germany, and also the United Nations now has decided, and the EU has decided, that basically that the EU can determine content for people on the internet all over the world. Where do they get off making these kind of laws, making these kind of comments? Guys, This is why my friends in Germany are literally scared to death to talk about things like World War II or the tyranny of Hitler or the Third Reich or the Gestapo or the Fatherland. Any word or phrases or the Nazis that were used 70, 80 years ago or verboten. Verboten gesprochen cannot do this. So you can't speak about things they say you can. How weird of a world we live in when the eugenics police, the guys who took down Building 7, the druids, the weirdos, and the pedophiles run the planet. Wow. This is really some weird stuff. Austin, what do you think?
It is strange. I mean, we have majority, not all, but majority of the individuals that are now in office because of blackmail, because of bribery, because of all the weird stuff they've been involved in, because of individuals like Jeffrey Epstein that has been very affluent in making sure that a lot of individuals, not just in Congress or the Senate, but all across the globe, know that when their time has come to do what they need to do, they're going to do it because of the information that's held above them. This is what you see when you have basically a global career criminal network as we have now with the banking cartel that pretty much runs everything. I mean, as you said earlier, I pulled up an article from conservativeheadlines.org. It says now currently there are 112 members of Congress that are dual Israeli citizens. 112 now in Congress. There's another 13 in the Senate as well. This is not by chance, by the way, guys. This is something that, in my opinion, is pretty much full-blown treasonous. I mean, if you started saying that we can just go around, I mean, could you imagine if we had 100 members of Congress who were dual North Korean citizens? Think about that for a second. We're dual citizens in North Korea. You know, we're pals with North Korea. We go hang all the time. We're dual citizens. Not a big deal. Can you imagine the blowback on media? How they would eviscerate them? Or especially imagine Russia. Oh, man, we have 113 members of Congress that are dual citizens to Russia. Oh, here we go again. The Russian collusion nonstop. It'd be nonstop because it wouldn't go along with the narrative. But why do we never, ever, ever hear about this being mentioned, especially when you see so many members of Congress that go out of their way to try to fund, support, and baby Israel all the time with billions and billions of more dollars. Just my stance on it, but just wanted to give you guys some numbers there. And a quote that I saw on the website that was interesting, speaking of the banks, Henry Ford said this a very long time ago. He said, it is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking or monetary system, because if they did, there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. He knew what happened with the banks, and he knew what they did, and he knows what they were going to do, and they have done so. They've completely and totally gripped the entire country, and that's why we have to at least do our best to get this information out there. Also, too, in other news, this is funny, as a lot of new movies have come out now recently, but the anti-Brexit, politically correct, woke Christmas movie that just came out about a month, month and a half ago, it was The Last Christmas, that was the name of it, it was co-written by British actress Emma Thompson, and it's this whole social justice warrior movie, heavily pushes the anti-Brexit theme, as well as a massive amount of politically correct talking points. It is completely and totally bombed. It goes on there to talk about the tolerance aspect, to homelessness, to same-sex marriages, to the anti-immigration prejudice, to Brexit. I mean, it's got everything you can possibly think about in it as far as politically correct. And I read a couple of the reviews on it. The reviews from Sundance Wooten said, "The Last Christmas is the worst festive film I have ever seen. It's a woke, bemoaning, obnoxiously overly politically correct mess of a movie that manages to suck every inch of fun, joy, happiness, and togetherness out of Christmas, where it should be a good time." I'd read that quote on there, but ironically enough, Universal's now pretty much being forced to pull it from over 1,000 movie theaters as a completely and totally flop. Now, I think next week they're removing it. The budget was $30 million for the movie. The first month that it was released, it only did $11 million in sales. After basically the last week of Thanksgiving, this whole thing coming in, they've now said that it's managed to do $27 million in sales, so it has not even broke even. So now Universal's basically forced to remove it from the theaters, which, that being said, this is exceptional in the context of we have to vote with our dollars. I say this all the time. If you know movies are going to come out, if you know they're diametrically opposed to your beliefs, if you know all they're going to do is promote the filth and degenerative ideology that the leftist is trying to push and push this just pro-communist movement, which is really what this is, don't support it with your money. If you know the groups that are making the movie like Disney are blatantly involved in a lot of stuff that we brought up before, don't support them with your money. That's why I almost always read the reviews on movies, like with Rotten Tomato or other independent companies as well, on movies that are coming out, to kind of see the background on what's in the movie, what they talk about in the movie, what they're promoting in the movie. And, you know, I went last week and I saw Ford versus Ferrari with Dad after Thanksgiving. Incredible movie. Movie was an absolute blast. If you like cars, if you like racing, it was awesome. They didn't have a bunch of underlying political crap in the film. They tried to promote as far as the realism and the true story behind Carroll Shelby and the racing with Ford and the Le Mans and everything. Exceptional movie, and it's just, it was nice to see a movie that actually just let it go down to raw racing and not have to put this political correct garbage in their films all the time to try to promote their agenda. So if you want to see a good film during Thanksgiving or afterwards, you know, Ford vs. Ferrari was awesome. Last Christmas, abysmal, complete failure. Don't waste your money on it, as Universal's actually having to pull it from all the theaters now because it's just doing so horribly bad. So that's my update on Christmas or Thanksgiving movies this year, Dad.
Well, also another good movie is basically the one that we did on the Battle of D-Day, not D-Day, Midway.
Battle of Pearl Harbor.
That's a phenomenal. By the way, I've watched like five movies twice in my whole life at the theater. One of them was Top Gun. The other one was Gladiator. The next one was Risen, the Christian movie that was done a couple of years ago. Phenomenal movie. You guys got to see it. Get it on DVD. The other one was this current Midway movie that just came out, and I also went to see the Ford versus Ferrari with Austin again. Now, why did I do that? Why did I see two movies twice? Well, number one, I've walked out of so many movies and got my money back the last few years that it doesn't really matter as far as cash flow. That's number one. But number two is these movies were that good. And what I liked about both of them is neither one of them were politically correct. They just showed the movie what really happened to Midway and what really happened with Ford versus Ferrari. And they just showed the movie. And then, you know, this is what happened. These are basically true stories and phenomenal. Oh, I want to say one thing, too. The number of dual Israeli citizens in Congress and in the administration and in Washington, D.C. now that we have with numbers over 100, it's not just congressmen and senators, it's also administrative personnel. Those numbers are very hard to quantify, but we know there's a bunch of them, but we can't say it's exactly this or exactly that. These are estimates on our part, because some of those estimates are as low as 50 or 60 in Congress and Senate, others are higher. The problem is, for some reason, surprise, surprise, this information is really hard to get and to vet. So I want to just quantify that real quickly on that. By the way, monkeys are being sterilized by the artificial intelligence after rampages and aggressive primates are targeted. You think, why are you covering this? Who cares about monkeys? Attacks by aggressive monkeys in India have been reaching epidemic proportions, and humans are having to go to extreme lengths to control them. Artificial intelligence will be used as they wage a war on monkeys and their rampages wreak havoc on humans. Listen to this. The primates will be tracked and sterilized using a new AI solution in a desperate bid to control population. A group of researchers at the Indian Institute of Information Technology in Delhi are working with Microsoft, there you go, Bill Gates, AI for Earth, using AI machine learning and cloud computing to track the movements and identify monkeys in a war waged on the rampant monkey problem. And listen to how they're going to do it. They're actually going to go in and do facial recognition on these animals. The AI solution involves capturing facial recognition data of monkeys in Delhi work which is currently happening manually, but which will soon be moved to robots. Currently, the researchers are working with a large data set of around 4,000 images of 93 monkeys. Now, I'm going to stop here with this article of the monkeys because this has nothing to do with monkeys. Shoot the stupid monkeys if they're biting people. Okay? That's just my opinion. You say, I can't believe you just said that. Just shoot the stupid monkeys, all right? You got a monkey that's attacking and biting people, just shoot it, okay? That's not what they want, okay? What they want to do is they want to develop a protocol. They want to put together a beta test using facial recognition on how to target specific individuals. This is a beta test for future use on humans. Don't kid yourself. This has got Microsoft stamped all over with eugenics. They want to find a way to beta test you, to find you via facial recognition, and then at this point they're going to be sterilizing these monkeys. Let me ask you a question here. So this is why this is so stupid. You got a monkey, you bit 50 people last week. Okay, we're going to sterilize it. BS. I call BS on this. Bullslop. BS. No way that monkey's going to stop biting people if you castrate it or you sterilize it. This is going to be madder. This is going to be really mad. They can't just sterilize this monkey and make it stop biting people. They have to terminate the monkey. This is so stupid, but this is what they're doing. This is Bill Gates and his little eugenics protocol and what he wants to do concerning facial recognition cameras, in my opinion, my little First Amendment right here that we can still freely exercise in the United States for the time being. Guys, it's so important. You got to listen to what they tell you because they're going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to tell you. It's their little white magic weirdo stuff they've got to do. They got to tell you what they do in advance before they do it, and you've got to be willing to say, no, I'm not going to let you do that to me. Because if you don't say no, that means they have your permission to do it, and in their mind, they don't have any bad karma on the other side. Well, I got some. This is all from Kabbalah, by the way. This is all Kabbalah witchcraft weirdo teaching. And by the way, I'm working on that. I told you guys I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to have a full show with you guys. Well, it'll be a full show, probably 20 minutes, and I'll do a breakdown and an abbreviation on the Kabbalah. Guys, it's a weird, weird teaching. I mean, all the world's witchcraft, a lot of the world's cults, a lot of the weird stuff like theosophy are all based in Kabbalah. And this is the stuff that Madonna does and the stuff that they run around with a little red string around their wrist. It all deals with this giant tree, which is the universe, which they believe is kind of like the tree of life with all these little points of light on it. When I start going into detail with this stuff, you guys are going to go, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, it's some crazy stuff. But it is. It's crazy stuff. But we're going to cover it this week. Hopefully, I'm planning on doing it this week. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. 10% off everything but kits and already discounted products on the website. Very rarely do we ever do this at Health Masters. I want you to know your support makes this show possible. And we're going to tell you the truth. You know that. We're going to continue to tell you the truth. If I ever get censored or something happens and they're going to try to force me to do something or whatever, which I don't think they can possibly do that, I'm just not going to capitulate. I would rather turn the show off and be done with it than tell you guys stuff that's not true. I'm just telling you guys that. It would take an awful lot to make that happen because I'm not planning on going anywhere for a long, long time, and neither is Austin. I love you guys. I got to pray for you today. It was my privilege again. Oh, you guys mean so much to me. And special prayer goes out to Matthew out in California. He's having some really bad health problems right now. And we pray for him this morning, plus a whole bunch of other guys specifically that listen to the show. I love you guys. I really do. You guys mean the world to me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, guys. And when we have the ability, when we have the constitutional right to continue to speak the truth about what's going on, we have to exercise it. There's a video, if you guys saw over the weekend, that was released from Chinese authorities with a man being interrogated for criticizing police on social media. This is very, very disturbing. They have him locked down in basically this stainless steel chair, have his arms locked down, his hands locked down, in essentially this half cage. And they repeatedly ask him, they said, why did you complain about police on QQ and WeChat? Police asked the man. By the way, these were private conversations. These weren't on open forums, to my knowledge. They're actually spying on private conversations on social media now in China. He was then grilled about his screen name and basically what he did. They then said, why did you talk about the traffic police online? What's wrong with police confiscating motorcycles? The man attempts to come across as very apologetic, basically saying that he's so sorry. I know I'm wrong. Please forgive me. I won't ever do it again. Police again, basically basically ask him, why are you bad-mouthing the police? Do you hate the police? This is a very troubling video, but the reason why I'm bringing that up is this is not going to stop. This is going to get more and more and more aggressive. China's using it as a template. They're controlled by the central banks. They're going to try to get this into place. They're already doing it with our social media platform as far as in Silicon Valley with these groups over here. So the biggest thing we can do right now is to not submit to this, to continually speak our minds, speak the truth. If we get deplatformed on something, find another way to get the information out there. That's why you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter as well. Lots of different specials and stuff going on there as always. And also, too, on Friday, this is interesting, the background checks on Black Friday were the second highest in recorded history. The FBI posted 202,465 background checks on Friday alone. That was essentially short of the single highest record day, which was in 2017, only beaten by like 700 background checks. So, guess a lot of people were in the mood to go buy more guns on Friday. Fine with me. America's an armed country. We will stay an armed country. We will continue to exercise our Second Amendment right, no matter what, in this free country. So, again, thank you for the support and supporting Health Masters. Cyber 10. On the website right now, all regular price products. You want to pick something up, go ahead and grab it on there for Cyber 10, all regular price products for 10% off on the website at healthmasters.com. And thank you again for the support. I've been having a lot of phone calls this morning, everybody calling up, trying to get stuff out. Thank you for also being patient with us. Our shipments are going as fast as we can. You know we're very, very quick with our shipments. But again, we are having some delays only because of the postal service and so forth. A lot of stuff that went out the end of last week. It's backed up with the post office. During the Christmas time and Thanksgiving time, this is not uncommon. We deal with it every single year. So thank you for being patient with us, and thank you for understanding that time, as far as maybe an extra day or two on transit with a lot of the delays with the Postal Service and even sometimes with UPS. So thank you again for working with us through that. If you need anything, please give us a call, healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. If you guys need anything, we're here to help you guys out. And we have the Cyber 10 sale going on currently right now. Lots of different specials going on. And please be sure to get a lot of this information out there to your friends and family, especially when it comes to health and nutrition and diet and vaccine awareness and GMOs and so forth. These are things that are so crucial, because just a small change in somebody's diet or lifestyle, or a small choice to eat this instead of this or stop eating this, can make a crucial role in the life of them and their entire family. Because all it takes is one single change at a time. That's what I tell people all the time with health and nutrition. You don't have to go in and completely and totally do a 180 on everything. Granted, that's not bad to do that sometimes, depending on how bad your diet and lifestyle has gone. But in some cases, just a few changes here and there, you know, this week, this next week, we're going to drop this next week, we're going to start adding in this next week, can really, really play a pivotal role. So again, thank you for the support. Thank you, support of healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us from. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.